Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine, and Episode 7 of She-Hulk features some of the best side characters I've seen in a long time. My full thoughts coming up right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We can do this all day.
What are they called again?
Annulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I'm talking about episode 7 of She-Hulk titled The Retreat. Had a lot of fun with this episode. Thought it was very entertaining. Love the side characters. Love the ending. A lot to talk about. But first, in classic 15 Minutes of Marvel fashion, I have two pieces of news to talk about before we dive into She-Hulk. Number one is a housekeeping piece of news. Now, it is a little tough for me to share, and I wrote it down here on my notes for the show, and maybe I haven't fully processed being able to put it on the mic and share it with all of you lovely listeners quite yet, but this podcast is sadly and unfortunately coming to an end. There will be two more episodes after today's, going all the way through the finale of She-Hulk episode 9, and I'll be covering Werewolf by Night. I'll be giving a primer and a review as well, but there are very specific reasons for this, and it does make me sad. We've been doing this podcast for, just about 2 years, almost 200 episodes now, which is absolutely wild to me. Started out twice weekly. Went to once weekly, and now we have finally hit the stage where it will no longer be happening. For those that don't know, I am in grad school right now. I am pursuing a master's degree in film and media studies. That is taking up a huge chunk of my time. That combined with my 9-to-5, which is still a very real thing that I have to do and try to podcast on top of. Combined with, you know, being a dad. I have two small children, two small girls, ages 4 and 2. They take a lot of my time as well. And I do another podcast too. So all of that combined, it was just time for this podcast to come to the end of its season. Now, maybe the podcast comes back in the future. I do not know. As you all know with Marvel, characters come back. Things can happen, as I will be talking about here in a second, with Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine. So it's always a possibility, but I will still be doing my other podcast called 24 Minutes of A24. My co-host Ben and I, we talk about the production company A24 and all of the movies and shows that they produce, and we review them in a very similar format. We try to keep it on the tighter side of things, although generally, as you listeners know, it's tough. It's tough to keep it in the time limit. So if you want to listen to me podcast, go follow 24 Minutes of A24 and go check out that pod coming out every single Friday. But that is your warning. That is me sharing the news, sharing the sad news that the end of the podcast is near. So we've got two more episodes after this, and then we'll be saying our final goodbyes. But let's move on to happier news. Let's talk about some very exciting things. First, Hugh Jackman is coming back as Wolverine. It's going down Tuesday at 2 p.m. Twitter blew up. The end of the internet, as some may call it. It was bananas. My phone just started going crazy. Had no clue what was going down. I was just working, head down, getting some stuff done at work, and then bam, all of this happened. And it is wild. It is wild stuff. I'm super excited for it. I still haven't seen Logan. I need to see Logan. That's like the biggest miss in my comic book movie repertoire. And I feel bad about it, but now that Hugh Jackman is coming back, I feel like there's even more reason for me to watch it, which is good. I love the introduction. I love that Ryan Reynolds made this video, and it seemed like a very classic like Ryan Reynolds thing, and then it just flipped into Deadpool and Hugh Jackman. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it was the best way to introduce that and to do that. I think Wolverine is going to be playing a big part in Deadpool 3. It's still 2 years out. It's still 2 years out. Why would you announce it so far in advance if Wolverine will not be a large part of the storyline? I think it's exciting. I know a lot of people have been saying this could be kind of the way that Marvel deals with the Foxverse, right? The mutant verse that they created Deadpool maybe kills them off and somehow keeps Wolverine from an alternate reality. I like all possibilities. I am here for it. I think it's going to be fantastic. And I love that he is coming back, and I love that it got announced. I think it's fantastic. That was a massive, massive piece of Marvel news. Okay, let's talk about She-Hulk Episode 7. I had a blast with this one. I thought it was a lot of fun. Is it a great episode? No. But I thought it was. I still thought it was quite a lot of fun. This is called The Retreat. Now, it feels to me this week less so, but last week definitely, which was on purpose. I'm not faulting it. I'm just pointing out they just have felt like some pretty specific bottle episodes here where we're just like biding time. We're just waiting to kind of get to, you know, the eights and the nines here, get Daredevil to show up, get our big bad, figure out who Hulk King really is, who's behind the keyboard, what's going on here. So I think that is not helping these episodes in any way, but I do think this episode in particular was a lot of fun and was better than last week's. I love the editing that we start with. The editing while getting ready for like Josh to come over, I think was really fun. I do think it's an interesting storytelling choice to start with a montage. Like, we don't hear anybody speak until like 3 minutes into the show. And I thought that was a little interesting that we just kind of like picked up on their relationship right away. I would have liked maybe a little bit of, you know, kind of stage setting for the episode, and then we get the relationship montage. I thought would have been a little bit better, played a little bit better. I felt a little disconnected at first, and it took me a minute to kind of get into it. Love the Mbop karaoke. That was a great bit. Hilarious. Grew up with that song. Love it. Let's talk about Manbol and El Aguila, Porcupine and Saracen. These are amazing characters. These are fantastic characters. They're hilarious. They're really funny. It did feel a bit like a Deus Ex Machina for a second of just like, oh, they would show up and would break her car and she would have to stay there in order to deal with what is happening. So there's that aspect, but I'll cut it some slack because it did introduce us to a lot of really good characters. I love the energy that they give off, and I don't think that these characters would have worked as well in necessarily any other Marvel project. I think this was the project that they would definitely work the best in. And that relationship between Manbol and El Aguila was incredible. It was hilarious and really funny, and it was so unexpected. Like, it was just like out of the blue, and we got that relationship throughout the whole episode. I thought was done really quite well, especially considering, you know, the final act of the episode is them kind of all sitting around this circle trying to figure out how to help Jen, how to help She-Hulk the best, and their relationship really shines through. So this is my call. This is my petition. If we just want to start a petition to get a Manbol, an El Aguila, maybe, I don't know, a little side story, a couple shorts. Just give me a couple, like, 5 or 6 minute shorts with these guys. I need it. I want it now. I think that would be fantastic. I think that would be so much fun, and I think Marvel should do more stuff like that. I think they were great. And of note, Saracen thinks he is a vampire. I thought that was a very interesting nod, because we continue to get little nods here and there of vampires. We know Blade is coming out. Another big piece of news from the week is that the director of Blade has dropped out, and we don't know who's replacing him, and so that is happening. But I do like the nods to vampires that we are getting. I thought that was great. I do like the fourth wall break in this episode. I thought this was probably one of the best fourth wall breaks that we have gotten. And I like last week's as well. I like last week's of her saying like, oh, you think this is, you know, a bad time? Well, it is a bad time. That was very important storytelling. I like the fourth wall break here because she kind of takes it a next step. She kind of like drives it and says like, oh, you got to previously on this guy. Like, she's talking to like a crew or, you know, the production company or something. And I like that aspect a lot about it. Now, this is the guy, as we find out, from kind of the crew that wanted her blood initially. I'm very curious to see how this guy went from that situation to going to this retreat that Emil Blonsky hosts and kind of like leaving that identity behind. I think there's a lot of missing storyline there. Obviously, we don't need it. He is a very minimal character to the storyline, but I am curious how he maybe got out. I think that could possibly be a loose end. If when we find out who Hulk King is, what Josh is doing with this guy, why they want Jen's blood, kind of what the greater villain of the episode is, knowing that this guy tried to get Jen's blood at some point and give it to, you know, the guy, then or the lady, we don't know. It could be a power broker situation here. I think that could be a loose end. I like the conversation that everybody has. I think it's good. I actually thought Emil Blonsky was, Tim Roth, was very good in this episode. He was very much his own, very much his own personality, and just kind of like really embodied that tone of like, yeah, this guy's on parole, so he's got to keep it chill. We get it. Like, he's got to be really, really chill. And, you know, we get an important monologue from Jen here. We get an important monologue about how being She-Hulk feels like cheating, right? It feels like she is kind of cheating the game. She wants people to like and be with Jen. And She-Hulk feels like that cooler, smarter person. This is important. This is an important monologue here because it deals with the fact of this identity crisis, which we will inevitably continue to have a storyline about, I would assume and I would hope, with multiple other characters living in this world now where people are super. Like, that just is going on around society, this true identity crisis of what it means to be a superhero and in the context of people like Man-Bull and Porcupine and how they deal with that, I think is a really important thing. Was it undercut a little bit by humor? Yeah. Did it work as well as it would have in another property? Probably not. But I still think it was powerful. I still think it worked well. And I like when we get these monologues from Jen. I think she's quite good at it. Now we get the end of the episode. This is where we get our 3 days earlier at the very end. I think this is smart. I think this is well done that we wait until the very last bit to kind of get the backstory on Josh. It gives us the ability throughout the entire episode to be wondering and questioning what happened, where did he go, is this really a relationship gone wrong? And I think it tackles two things, right? It tackles Jen's insecurity and her trying to get a boyfriend and trying to figure that out. But it also gives us the storyline of like, oh man, this guy could be bad. Like, Jen could be wrapped up in some bad things now all of a sudden. I think the one thing in this episode, I would have liked a little bit more of, you know, that website that we get introduced to at the end of last episode. I would have liked just a little bit more like storyline geared around that. I feel like the momentum was there to kind of kick it into gear this episode, and we stalled out just a little bit. I feel like we just stalled out in terms of pace, in terms of momentum, and we could have really taken that up. I'm hoping that episode 8 really kicks that up a notch and brings it into that next gear and gives us something a little bit more intense and a little bit more high stakes. I think that is something that is a little tough for this show, is that it does feel such low stakes so far through 7 episodes. And I hope we see a little bit more. Obviously, when we get to the end, we know that Josh has stolen the info on her phone and obtained her blood. Somehow he texts Hulk King and says that he got the blood and then puts in like a green syringe in the text as well. So I assume and I hope that next episode we are going to find out what all of this is about. Where does this lead? What are we trying to do? You know, what's the bigger play here? And it's been an entertaining ride to get there, but I just think this week could have really kicked us in getting there. But I did have a good time. I was entertained during this episode. I did think it was fun, and I liked a lot of the editing beats. I liked a lot of the editing techniques we got. We got Jen kind of like walking through the woods, continually seeing that she has no service. I thought things like that were actually pretty, pretty cool. So overall, I think it was a fine episode of She-Hulk. I actually think it's probably on the better side of She-Hulk so far. I am definitely more excited for 8 next week. I think it'll be interesting. And then rumor has it that Daredevil's coming around in 9. So we will see what happens. But yeah, She-Hulk, I'm still having a good time. I hope you're all having a good time with it as well. What are your thoughts on episode 7? Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. Hit me up on Twitter at 15minutemarvel. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. And just a reminder, we will only be getting two more episodes of this podcast. We will be talking about She-Hulk and the finale and Werewolf by Night, which I am ecstatic for. I think it is going to be very fascinating. Huge shout out to the patrons of the show. Brandon Clark, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lawhorn, Corellia Christina, TJ Zorich, Jessica, Carlos Freitas, Joey Lett. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your support of this podcast. It has meant so, so much to me. I will see you back here next time. I'm Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.